Welcome to the Recruiter Startup Podcast. My name's Dolta Doherty, and I hope you're all having a great start to the new year. I know some of you won't be back till next week, but I'm sure those of us who are working for ourselves are in the thick of it already, trying to stir up a bit of activity. So today, I'm just going to give you a quick podcast on LinkedIn. Look, there's loads of stuff out there advising you how to make LinkedIn work for you. And most of it's awful, if I'm honest. So what I want to do is just break down quickly how you can really turn your LinkedIn account into an inbound lead machine. So the first thing I think we need to look at is we're all allowed 30,000 connections. So the best way to add those connections quickly is to upload your mailing list of people in your database who are within the niche that you recruit for. So that'll give you a head start on getting some numbers and some activity in there. The next thing then I would say is you want to use, and this is against LinkedIn policy, so if you're going to do this, don't blame me, it's your call. But there's a tool called LinkedIn Helper. There's a few others as well, but LinkedIn Helper is adequately priced and it's an automation tool that works with your CRM, with your LinkedIn account, and you can automatically add people who fit a certain profile. And you can set them scripted messages on introduction messages and all the rest. It has loads of other features that maybe we'll do a quick podcast on it someday because it's really worth it. But it's almost like a hands-free solution to automatically building up those numbers. And I know loads of people will tell you, like, don't get lots of connections. Well, the best thing we ever did was get lots of connections because the more connections that you're engaged with and the more activity you're able to generate, the more attention that you can get. Means that the more leads that you're going to be able to bring in if it's done right. So once you have your 30K connections, you want to be thinking, am I a solo operator or do I have a team here? And if you're having a if you're working as part of a team, you're going to want them to also have a powerful profile. So it's important that as a team, that you all work together to create as much engagement and as much connections within the same niche as possible. If you are a solo operator and you don't have a team, then get yourself a virtual assistant. I've done podcasts before on how you can go about that. I'll be offering a service potentially later in the year where we will train the virtual assistants and then contract them out to solo operators and small recruitment businesses. But more on that in a later date. But get yourself a VA. Get them to operate LinkedIn Helper. So you'll teach them how to source online, how to source on LinkedIn, and how to do those first bit of engagement messages after the automatic LinkedIn Helper one goes out. Okay, so I think the next thing we want to be able to do is we want to work on our content strategy. You can do a lot of traditional stuff. Like there's websites that will tell you exactly what topics are hot, what topics will work within a certain demographic, what topics are getting played on LinkedIn right now. And then you would create content that's specific to your industry about that. Now, an easier way to do that, if you're not the most creative and it doesn't come naturally to you, I would say is you could study some people that are doing quite well. So, you know, every niche has them, you know. And in my world in RecToRec, my mate Josh Harrelson does it quite well, but he can fish with dynamite a little bit. So he goes mad viral and it's really good stuff and it's well written, but some of it's quite offensive. So 80% of the people out there are outraged and calling him out, but 20% of the people get it and then get him, and then he's got an automatic lead generation from that. So it's really clever by him. Not that he invented it. He would have done what I'm saying. He would have studied four or five people who are doing well on LinkedIn, took their framework, added his own flavor, and just let it go and found his own voice. Okay, so I think the next thing we need to do, you need a whole pile of different types of content. The statements are the ones that are getting the most traction out there. And I would say you could do one or two of those a day. And how you structure them is a whole other podcast. But again, I would study people that are viral out there. Josh won't be for everyone. Neither will Oleg or Bridget. But I think there's a guy called Adam Kaepernick who seems to have got the right balance on his posts in terms of a big picture message, a bit of a story to hook you in, and then a bit of an engagement with questions and all the rest for people to debate at the end. Okay, so the next thing I think goes to what Gary Vee always says, and there's two points here. One is tell a story, don't sell. So your brand should be all about you communicating value out there, sharing value from people who are creating it. And if you're finding it hard to create, remember, don't worry about creating something from scratch. Document what happened to you you could be on the phone. All you need to do is document something that's happened in your day, apply it to whatever content that you're working on, and add it to a big picture message, and over time you'll get better at it, and you'll be able to review your results, and then you'll just improve over time. Now, in terms of using different types of content, you can use stock images. You can use Canva to help edit them. You can use videos. They say that native video is one of the best. I think one of the best things that we can all do is to identify who the thought leaders are in our niche, and like the Greg Savages of this world, who I brought on the podcast to get attention. You identify who they are and you build a relationship with them, whether that's just online or, you get on the phone with them, or you do a podcast with them, or you like and you comment on their stuff, or you create debate with them, or you piss them off, whatever it is, so that their audience becomes your audience is where it's at. Then, there's lots of things that say, oh, you should only post at this time of day and all the rest. I would just post all the time and post often. That's another Gary Vee. And I promise that's the last Gary Vee quote in this. But his stuff's good and he's on it. The next thing, and it's also against LinkedIn policy, is engagement pods. Find 10 to 20 people who are like-minded individuals who are creating good content, and create relationships on them engaging on your stuff and you engaging on them. This is happening all over LinkedIn. It can happen formally through software, or it could just happen through groups of people who are working together. But I think the secret piece of that is that if you're engaging with somebody continually, try and really engage with good content in your comments, whether it's funny or insightful or argumentative, just as long as whatever you do moves the needle. That's the most important thing. So that's really it for today. Just wanted to kind of go through some things that people out there are doing that's working for them. I hope you're able to put some of this into practice. If you have any questions on this, I will be creating a Facebook group where we can all share secret tips and tricks and all the rest to all help us make a few more pounds this year, which we all want to do. All right, so thanks very much, and we will see you next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.